Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Cerutori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, down 1-0 after the first. Had to feel certainly all right last night. Thought you had a great first 3-4 minutes of that second period, and then boom, you blink your eyes, you're down 4-0. How hard was it to trust the process and just stick to the process? Down quickly 4-0.
It's hard when you're down, and it would happen. It could have snowballed even more, because then we got a little disjointed, and we were running around a little bit, and then Hildy made a few really nice saves right there to keep it at 4-0. And but again, third period, our guys responded, and I thought again we played a good third period. Obviously, we all realize it's a difficult task coming back from four, but winning the period, winning it how we did. The biggest thing was, again, from a psychological standpoint, it was important for our own guys to play that way going into tonight. And hopefully, again, there was a little message to Augustana that, game two is going to be a battle.
A lot of what ifs in those first few minutes of that second period, if you're able to get one there. Boy, that game changes in a hurry, doesn't it?
Well, for sure. Obviously Connor has that breakaway. Funker had kind of, the weak side play from Belzy, and and it was a tough angle, but again, he pops that in. Again, who knows? But again, that's just the way it goes. The bottom line was they got the first, they got the next three. We played a heck of a 52-minute game, but there's about a 7 to 8 minute stretch where we weren't. And at this time of year, you got to play 60 minutes. And, the four games prior, the two against St. Thomas, the two against Mankato, we played 60 minutes. And, you got to play 60 this time of year.
You get Adam Flamang back. It's cliche, but boy, you look in the dictionary and he's a heart and soul kind of a guy. What kind of a shot in the arm is it to get a guy like that back come playoff time?
Well, he just wants your experience. He brings a lot of experience. He's gotten 28 points, whatever it is. So he's played in a lot of high level hockey. He's been in a lot of battles. So you can't have enough of those guys.
I'm sure there were a lot of decisions, a lot of back and forth as to where to put him when he comes back. What did you expect out of him physically? Mentally, just as far as stamina and what you get?
You don't know. I mean, the bottom line is you're putting him in because of it. Again, he had a tough injury, and it's tough to respond from that injury. But again, he's a high character guy. He's a gritty guy, and we put him where we put him. And you want him to be a shot in the arm. Actually, we're moving him around tonight a little bit too. So you just need to get him back in the lineup. Where you put him, that's secondary. You just need him back in the lineup for a multitude of different reasons.
If you put him back with Oliver and Casper, the trickle-down effect is quite heavy there, isn't it? I mean, you're moving a lot as opposed to putting him where you did last night, which minimized that to a little bit. Did that go into the thought process at all?
Yeah, and again, the other group was playing well, too, for the last four games. So sometimes, again, when you have somebody who's playing well together, you don't want to disrupt that either.
Oliver Peer last night, or excuse me, Riley Funk last night, 13-3 on the faceoff dot. It's a pretty darn good number this time of year, isn't it?
Well, we needed it because they were actually, we got them on the faceoff dot in December, and in October. And first period last night, it was like 65-35%. Then, of course, we picked it up in the second and third, and a lot of that is a testament of how well Funker was doing.
I think they only won two faceoffs in the third period last night. If you can sustain that, that makes the game so much darn easier tonight, doesn't it?
Yeah, but again, you got to take into account they're up 4-0 in the third. We've all seen it a million times. There was going to be push by us. We were going to make it hard for them. And all they're trying to do is just survive it. And those stats, it's important, but it's important that how those stats are when it's a one-goal game or it's a tight game as well.
More with Coach Cerutori when we come back. Corner Bar pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two, head coach Tom Cerutori. Thomas, is a great time of year. Here in Sioux Falls, the Summit League basketball tournament's going on right next door to the team's hotel. There's excitement. There's a buzz. State high school hockey tournament's going on. Grand Rapids, a 2-8 team lost earlier in the AA tournament, but there's three of the four teams playing today for its state title are from 2-8 area code. Pretty darn cool, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. And, we might not have, the quantity up here, but we have quality, and it's great to see. And we produce hockey players in the 2-8, and I'm pumped up to see that as well.
Where is the state of high school hockey right now as a whole? All throughout the state, because, you look at, the Farmingtons, they didn't have a team 20 years ago, and they're constantly now a factor. North, south, east, west, where are we at?
I don't know, Schultz. I don't follow it as much as I probably should, but again, I think there's no question. I think growing communities are they're going to get more numbers, and when you get more numbers, you're going to be deeper. People are moving into those communities, so it's no different than how the maple grows were probably 25 years ago, or the Egan's and all that. So there's always those growing communities, a Hermantown 15 to 20 years ago. These growing communities, they're emerging as I don't want to say hockey powers, but again, they're it. I mean, they're doing well. The Farmingtons of the world, and it's just going to begin. There's going to be more and more of that. Hey, the Lakevilles, again, a lot of those south suburban teams, how they've emerged as well.
One of the downsides to the profession that we've chosen is you don't get to see that in person. You've got a task at hand. How much of a, I don't know, bummed out is the right word, but you haven't been able to see that in quite a while.
Yeah, again, I haven't never really thought of it that way. I just got a job, and obviously this job is, what you got to put your focus to. I mean, I know what's going on kind of in this. I'm on the sidelines a little bit, but I'm not totally focused. To be honest with you, Schultz, I didn't even know there was three teams in the 2-1-8 in the state championship until you brought that up. So, again, we had a lot going on last night and after the game, and so again, I'm probably following college hockey more. I probably should follow that a little more in these times, but again, it's difficult when your main focus is the Beavers in college hockey.
If you're able to play like you did last night in the third period, you don't need to change a whole heck of a lot tonight, do you?
Oh, well, but there's things we have to change, and there's things we have to tweak. But